I was thinking today how you can be born in wealth and have a poverty mindset.
Yes.
And
yes.
you can be born in poverty and have a wealth mindset.
Yes.
It's nothing to do with actually what's physically tangible around you.
Yes.
It's much more your internal thought patterns.
Encouraging, inspiring, and equipping leaders. This is Coach and Joe.
Welcome to Coach and Joe. My name's Anne Wynn. This is Danielle. And we're going to be having more conversations about the father and finance today. He's actually been doing a journey in me the last couple of weeks. And as usual, Chad's asked me to preach on it on Sunday. It's like, he said to me, I want you to be vulnerable and really real about what the Lord's doing in you. But we're going into a season as a whole community, really, about being entrepreneurial and business owners and that kind of thing. And just dreaming big. And I realized last week that I was limiting the father, which initially I was like, that offends me that you would say to me that I'm limiting you, number one. Yes. I'm offended with you, God. How could you say that to me? Because I've always counted myself as a woman of faith. You know, I've always counted myself as someone that would go out and take risks. I mean, goodness, we've moved across the world with our kids. But he was basically showing me that there were some underlying mindsets that I was carrying that were going to hinder the next season of my life. And you know how sometimes with the Lord, he gives conviction and it feels really full of compassion and grace. And then there's other times with the Lord where it's like stern. There's a sternness to it. Mm-hmm. And over the last couple of weeks, I feel like he's actually really revealed some things around poverty mindset in my life. Things that I believed. So for example, he showed me that I believed that the enemy has got more power to rob me than the father has to bless me.
Wow.
Which sounds awful when you say it. You know, you can't believe that you really think that. And I think part of the problem is when we don't really live from our thinking, we live from our hearts. And so this was something that was in my heart that was going on. And there's lots of reasons that I could give why that would be the case. I've seen a lot of robbery. Mm-hmm. We've gone through some really hard seasons, you know, but that doesn't matter. Because as long as I believe that, I'm limiting him. Yes. And I'm actually giving authority to the enemy to rob me as well. Yes. He's just been like doing this unraveling in me of a poverty mindset. And I think it's something that's in the nation that I came from. There's a big stewardship mentality. There's a real focus on really the opposite of abundance, honestly. My family and my upbringing is towards that way as well, you know? Mm-hmm. And so he's just doing this kind of deliverance in me right now, which is amazing. It doesn't feel amazing, but it is amazing. Right. You know, how would you define a poverty mindset? Like if somebody said, Danielle, what's a poverty mindset? What would you say?
Yeah, I would say poverty mindset is never enough. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to have enough. I'm never going to be enough. The Lord will not bless me because for some reason I don't deserve his blessing. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, I was thinking today how you can be born in wealth and have a poverty mindset.
Yes.
And you can be born in poverty and have a wealth mindset.
Yes.
It's nothing to do with actually what's physically tangible around you.
Yes.
It's much more your internal thought patterns.
Yes. And it comes from a place of fear, actually.
Okay.
Fear that, again, I'm not going to have enough. It won't be there for me. Maybe the Lord won't choose to bless me in this way. Just a place of fear.
Yeah. The way it's expressed itself for me is that I can see that the Lord would bless everyone else.
Yes.
But not believe that he would bless me.
Correct.
He would give everyone else opportunities, but he wouldn't give me. And I think it's not just financial. I think it's really important to understand that poverty mindset affects your ability to dream, your ability to have vision, your ability to take risks.
Yes.
You know, it has kind of like a fear of failure involved in it.
Absolutely.
It has also a victim kind of thing about it.
Yes.
Have you had people that you've had to disciple out of that poverty mindset? Have you ever experienced it yourself?
I have experienced it myself.
Okay, so what's it happened? How's it expressed itself in you?
Yeah, I mean, some of it really, even in starting my own business, you know, the Lord had to get me to a place where I was willing to dream with him because I did kind of come from that same family background of, well, maybe there won't be enough. You know, there wasn't an abundance.
Yeah.
And so maybe there was always this fear that I wouldn't have abundance. And just as I read through the Bible and you see that he is a God of abundance.
Yeah.
I started just sensing that he was calling me into that place of dreaming with him.
Yeah.
And dreaming with him about my business. And then I finally realized that that was actually legal for me to do that. I almost had in my mind that it was illegal for me to dream with the Lord. And at one point in my life, I think I would have actually been offended.
Wow.
At hearing someone say they were dreaming with the Lord over their business.
What do you think's the heart of that, of being offended about it?
The inability to accept the Father's love. Mm. Because
wow,
if you don't know that he loves you and you can't accept that, you're going to always push his blessing away. And you're going to be offended at him that he didn't choose you. And it took me hearing it over and over and over and over and over again that I can choose in to his love. He loves me and he wants me to choose into it.
It's amazing. Been a journey. It's amazing. Because basically what I'm hearing you say is that the poverty spirit is to do with a value judgment.
Yes.
So it's I'm not valuable or I'm not worthy or I'm not loved.
Yes.
So until we fully, not fully, because I think we're always on a journey, but there's a journey of accepting and receiving the Father's love that actually brings freedom from that and helps us to believe for the more and the goodness of God.
Yes.
How would you help someone that you know right now is saying, I am struggling with these patterns and these thoughts of thinking? Because as a man thinks, so he is.
Yes.
So say you've got someone that comes to you and their finances are obviously reflective of someone who's operating in a poverty spirit. What would you do? What would you advise to someone the steps are, both spiritually and practically, to get out of that situation?
Yes. I start with truth, like renewing your mind. That's a really, really big piece of it, because you might know the truth, but if you're not renewing your mind in that truth, it's not going to bring about change. So helping people see that the Lord is good and that he does want goodness and blessing for them, not just financially, but a life that is prosperous, a life that reflects the goodness of
all
the Lord.
All five capitals. That's what we talk about in the garden is basically becoming wealthy in all five capitals, spiritual being the most important.
Yes.
So that's what I hear you say.
Yes, yes. And then very practically talking through that process with people, like helping them get on the right path. And sometimes people need to hear it from someone else. They need me to cheer them on. Mm-hmm. They need me to speak truth over their situation so that they can start to believe it themselves and start to see progress. Because sometimes people believe that they can't even make progress. And so showing them and holding their hand, helping them see that they can actually make progress, it gives them that confidence that, oh, I really can do this.
Yeah. How would you comment on this statement? Lack of money is usually not a money problem, but a soul problem.
It's so good. This is a hard one, and I completely agree with it, but it's a hard one because I know there was a time in my life where I wouldn't have believed that statement.
Yeah.
It really comes from a place of being satisfied with what the Lord has provided for you. I have a quick story, if that's
go
okay.
For it. Yeah. I'd love
so
that.
Years ago, my husband and I were living in our first house. It was nothing fancy.
Yeah.
It had what we needed, but it was nothing fancy, right? But the Lord started talking to me about being thankful for what we had. It was just like the woman who comes and brings her penny, right?
Yes.
being thankful for what you do have and what he has provided, and changing my mentality and the way I thought about what the Lord provided for me allowed him to open up the door for more blessing. Because if I couldn't be thankful for the small, simple house that the Lord had given us, how could I be thankful for the nicer one down the road? Like, it was such a place of where my heart was. It had nothing to do with how much money we were making, because we weren't making a lot. We weren't making a lot. And it wasn't an expensive house. But the Lord needed to do that work in my heart first. And I see how much he was able to use that to start with a foundation of thankfulness in my heart.
Which is a huge part of a wealth mindset, isn't
yes.
it? Being grateful and thankful.
Yes.
Because you could have increased in financial capital. You could have become a millionaire and still been dissatisfied in a mansion.
Yes. Can I tell you a story about that
please.
As well? So I have spoken with individuals who have millions and millions and millions of dollars in the bank.
Yeah.
Amounts that would blow your mind.
Yeah.
And they're scared to death to spend their money because they're afraid it won't be there. Mm. What does that tell you about their soul?
Yeah.
What does that tell you about where their heart is?
Yeah.
They're living in a place of fear. They're not living in a place of freedom.
It's controlling them.
Yes. Yes. It always blows my mind because on paper, most people are thinking, you should be free.
Yes.
You should be joyful.
Yeah.
You should be living this amazing life. But when you let that stuff get a hold on you, it can be really a place of torture that the enemy can use. And so just inviting the Lord into that place.
Well, Jesus said, you cannot be a slave to money or to me. It's one or the other.
Yeah.
And so even though money is like, it's just an object, it's just a thing that we give value, it can become a slave master.
Yes.
And I think people with a poverty mindset are enslaved to money.
Yes.
Even if they don't have any, they're enslaved to the concept of having it or not having it.
Yes.
Whereas a wealth mindset is about really believing that the Father is the provider.
Yes.
That he is a generous Father, that he wants to give us more than enough in every area.
Yes. Yes. I think one of the most powerful ideas is looking at money as a tool.
Yeah.
A tool to be used that the Father gives you. It's not good. It's not bad. It can be used for good. It can be used for bad, but it's just a tool.
Yeah.
And not to let that tool get a hold of you or become an idol in your life.
Yeah.
Use it as the Lord allows you to use it.
Have you ever come across people who say that Christians shouldn't be rich?
Yes, I have.
How do you, what conversations do you have with them? I'd love to be a fly on the wall.
I know, right? It's interesting because I think growing up, I sort of had that mentality too.
Me too.
I mean, you know, not that it was like completely wrong, but you must think that, oh, something might not be right with them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I have just really come to learn that the Lord uses wealth to bless the people around us. I do think it's important for your heart to be in the right place. Your heart cannot be, you can't be full of greed. You can't be focused on getting more.
Yeah.
You have to continue to keep a thankful heart, but just seeing that it is a tool, again, that the Lord has given you, and make sure that you're using it in the way that God would have you use it.
That's awesome. I was rereading the other day the story of Abraham, and he was so rich. Like I mean, like I said at the beginning, the Lord's doing this kind of metanoia in me, changing the way I think about things. And I think because I've grown up like with what you're talking about, where money is inherently evil.
Yes.
Now, it wasn't actually ever said, but it was said.
Mm-hmm.
And making money is worse than that. You know, if you want to make money, you must be an evil person.
Yes.
I mean, it's honestly, it sounds ridiculous, but I feel like I've kind of grown up with that kind of those kind of lies, that kind of mentality in the background. And I was reading about Abraham and just realizing how, again, afresh, with new eyes, with a changing of my mindset, just my goodness, how much the Father gave him, how much promise came, how much he promised land. I noticed that over and over again, that land is such a sign of covenant.
Yes.
But he somebody just praising the Lord in the studio right now. But he said to him, I think it's in Genesis 16, Abraham says to God, how can I do this? Because it's all promises up to this point, really. I mean, there's lots of abundance, but there's promises, lots and lots of promises. And Abraham says, how can I do this? And the Lord says, go get a heifer and a ram. And basically says, describes to him covenant.
Mm.
We're going to make a covenant. And I think what I've noticed about the most godly, wealthy people is that they genuinely believe that it belongs to the Lord.
Yes.
And it's because of their covenant with him and their relationship with him that he opens the doors, that he brings the blessing, that he brings the investors, that he's the CEO of their business,
yes.
That every single thing that comes is coming from the hand of the Father. And I think the thing about the poverty mindset is it's I've done it. I've made it happen. So even if, you know, they're successful, it's down to them. There's like a pride associated with it.
Yes.
Whereas what I've seen with the most godly, wealthy people is there's a humility.
Yes.
What would you speak into that? Have you seen that too?
Yes. I think you're exactly right. It becomes more about striving that I need to do this. I am my own source versus looking to the Lord as the source.
Yeah.
The Lord owns it all. All I have to do is listen and obey, do what he has me to do. Use wisdom. It's great to use wisdom.
Yeah.
Don't do it blindly. Use wisdom, but follow the Lord and don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid of money. Don't be afraid of success.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay because the Lord actually puts you in that place. The Lord can actually give you favor. Like look at Joseph as an example.
Yeah.
The Lord can actually give you favor and have you step into a very powerful position or give you wealth like Abraham and allow you to use that for his purpose, mm-hmm. for his glory. Because it does it does give glory to the Lord when people who are powerful are honoring him and making his name known. That's the place that we as Christians should want to step into.
Yes.
Want to have influence over, to show people what our heart position should be when we are blessed.
Yeah.
That we won't go off the deep end, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we will continue to honor the Lord with what he's given us.
Yeah. To be trustworthy and faithful.
Yes.
And influential.
Absolutely.
Would you just pray for people listening today who maybe know that the Lord's convicting them on this poverty thing, but they don't know the way forward? If you just pray into this camera for them and just bless them to know the revelation of truth that comes and is necessary for their breakthrough.
Absolutely. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you are the source of everything that we own. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us to turn our hearts towards you, that you would renew our minds and help us just to see that a place of thankfulness is where we need to begin. Lord, help us to continue to turn our hearts towards you, that we just honor you in everything that we do, that you would just, again, renew our minds to be focused on you and just to recognize that you are where it begins and you are where it ends. Help us, Lord, not to strive, but to honor you with our wealth. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us today. Please follow us on our social media account, Coach and Joe, and go and subscribe on YouTube. The more subscribers we have, the more content gets out to the world.
Thanks for joining us on the Coach and Joe Leadership Podcast. Don't miss the Coach and Joe Talk Show on YouTube and check out coachandjoe.com for more resources, blogs, and merch. We will see you next time.